What happens to you when you face something that is scary and unknown? When you feel that God is calling you to do something, but your fear is as big as your faith? I'm Lori Short, and I want to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast. And today, I want to talk about the buts that steer our faith. This is actually one of the 40 reflections in my new book that's coming out next week. I'm super excited about it. But this story is found in Numbers 13. And 12 spies are commissioned by Moses to go into the promised land to scout it out. Not to see if they should go in, but how they should prepare to go in. So they go, and immediately they're confronted with every reason why they should not go in to conquer the land. The people are giant. The city is fortified. And when they come back to give their report, here is what they say. It's verse 27 and 28 in Numbers 13. The land does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. Of course, they must be giant people. You notice that they begin well. They talk about the land. They say the land is exactly the way God said it would be. And then there's this word, but. And what follows after that are all the reasons why they should not go in. And so what we learn from this little verse is, first of all, these spies were told to assess the land. They were not told to assess whether to go in. But their fear overrode their mission. So right away, we see how their perspective shaped what they did next instead of what God was calling them to do. It was their perspective on their circumstances that began to lead them. And that's so often what happens to us. When we start focusing on the obstacles that our circumstances present to us, they actually keep us from stepping out in faith. We always have a choice to be led by fear or faith. And maybe an even more important choice is which one of those we are going to feed. Because we always have an element of fear when we step out in faith. But which one are we feeding? The spies fed their fear as they described the land. And they actually end up creating a fantasy based on their fear. You can see that if you read on in the chapter. I was on a plane last weekend, and someone next to me was watching the film The Quiet Room, which I actually have never seen. But I noticed that every once in a while, she would just jump in her seat. And of course, I couldn't help but look over her shoulder. And a lot of times what she was jumping at was what she thought was going to happen. And that is so often the case, whether we're watching a scary movie or just living our lives. So much of our fear is what we build in our minds. And very honestly, that's why I don't watch scary movies, because I know that some of those images will stay with me and I'll end up being more fearful because of what's going on in my head. And so this is what happens to these spies. They begin to build on their fantasy of what they saw. Yes, the people were large, but all of a sudden they became giants, and everything got grossly exaggerated as they focused on these obstacles. And then you will notice that the spies gain momentum as they spoke about what happened. And I think in this story, we see again the importance of the voices that are around us and how they influence us to either grow or shrink in our faith. So once again, I think it's an important reminder to pay attention to the community that we surround ourselves with. And very honestly, I think that's why we go to church each week, is so that we're surrounded by other people who can encourage us to walk by faith, when so often between Sundays, we're surrounded by people that don't encourage us that way. As you read on in the passage, you'll see that Moses saw what was happening, and as the crowd began to vote not to go into the land, he literally fell face down. I can only imagine how he felt as the spies shouted, "We should go back to Egypt!" And then the crowd began to shout the same. That is just so amazing for me to think of, that they wanted to go back to the slavery from which they had been freed. And yet then I think about my own life and how so often when I'm scared to make a change, when I'm scared to step out in faith, I tend to go back to what's familiar, even if what is familiar is what I longed to escape. And that is what happens to these spies. I think when we're afraid of the unknown that God has called us to walk by faith, we return to what's familiar, even if it's bad, just because we're afraid. I think slavery for us often represents addictions and behaviors and maybe dysfunctional relationships that God wants to release us from, but they have become so familiar to us that they've become safe, and we are afraid to step out in faith because we don't know what that's going to look like in our lives. And God never forces us. God works with us. He doesn't work for us. He takes us by the hand and invites us to step in faith, but he will not work against your will. And there will always be an element of fear because it's unknown. But take a step of faith, because that is the only way you are going to see what God can do. And maybe that's the most important insight from this passage. The spies' fear ended up preventing them from receiving all that God wanted them to have. Maybe just pause for a second and take that in. Is there something that God is calling you to that perhaps your fear could prevent you from having? God wants to bless us, but we have to step into the unknown by faith in order to receive some of the blessings that he has for us. Only Joshua and Caleb actually end up entering the land because they're the only spies who believe that they can conquer it. They spoke up against the other 10 and said, "Surely God has given us what we need to take this land. We should go in." And ultimately, they were the only ones who went in. Later on, you see in the book of Numbers. And so, again, it's a warning that sometimes our fear can actually become a self-fulfilling prophecy. We become so afraid that our fear prevents us from actually getting what God wants us to have. So, I'm wondering if fear has ever kept you from something God wanted for you. Or maybe you're struggling with fear right now, and this passage, this verse, can speak to you. So this reflection is an example of what you're going to find in my new book, 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith, which releases next Tuesday. And I want to tell you that I'm so excited about how this book is going to feed your soul, because the wisdom in the book is from God's word. It's not just my words. These are reflections about God's words. They unpack some of the hidden verses, the in-between verses that we don't always notice that can really speak to our faith. So today, here's the word. Choose faith. Do not let your fear grow. Silence the voices that ignite that fear and let God ignite your faith instead. And maybe this is the last word. Let the "but" in your sentence change from keeping you from stepping out to propelling you to step out. Things may look bad, but God is big enough to see us through. Thanks so much for tuning in.